This recording, Michigan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born actually in the city of Detroit, and then when I was 6 months old, my parents moved to Dearborn Heights, which is about 10 minutes outside of Detroit. It's a suburb of Detroit, and I lived there my entire life until 3 years ago we moved to Dearborn, which is different than Dearborn Heights. It's right next to it, and a little closer to actually to the city of Detroit, and that's where I've lived since then. So all my life I've been around the city, and I've never moved for any significant length of time. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be somewhere else, I think, for a while. A warmer climate, but it's been good. I don't love Detroit. I think it definitely wasn't a bad place to grow up, but I think that I would like to spend the rest of my life somewhere closer to nature, whether that's, you know, very near a beach or, you know, a forest or something like that. I think I'd love to be somewhere closer to nature. I feel like we're very industrialized around here. I went through public schools. My mother wanted us to go through the same school system from kindergarten till 12th grade because she moved a lot when she was growing up, and she didn't want my sister and I to have to change schools ever, and we didn't. So we stayed in the same school system from kindergarten through 12th grade, and then I went to community college for 2 years, and I got an associate's degree in arts, in fine arts, in liberal arts. Yeah, and then I stopped and started working full-time. I'm an actor right now. I'm lucky enough to be a full-time actor, and I work at the Second City, which is comedy theater in downtown Detroit, so I guess I'm back in the city where I started off, and we write and perform comedy theater full-time, 7 shows a week. I came to the Second City through much more of a comedy route than most people take, and I've learned a lot more about acting along the way. And I think the flip side of that, a lot of people come through acting, they're theater majors, and maybe they learn a lot more about comedy once they get there. And so, really, I think it's a good blend. I think it's a great blend to have some people who have come from both sides of that and end up in an ensemble together. And I think it's good, I think complements each other very well.